It's not exactly a festive occasion for any legislative staffer to have to testify against a one-time party leader. But where other witnesses have teared up, appeared standoffish, or just bored, William Kosh got vocal. Consider what he told jurors about interviews with prosecutors that occurred prior to the trial.
It was two meetings, 6 hours plus of my life that I will never get back.
The way he described his immunity agreement with prosecutors.
I will answer your questions truthfully to the best of my ability. I don't have to like it, and I don't have to be happy about it.
Or the reason he gave for following media coverage of the trial the past couple weeks, even though he knew he had to take the stand.
I have been personally attacked in this bull****. And I've got Democrats just sitting there waiting to take cheap shots at my boss.
But between one-liners, Kosh offered plenty of details about his work at the Assembly Republican Caucus 6 years ago. During campaign season, he says he and other staffers used their state office to stuff envelopes with items like fundraising invitations. He says he personally did this on about 20 occasions. Kosh also admitted to making fundraising phone calls from the office with Jensen co-defendant and fellow GOP aide Sherry Schultz. He says Jensen instructed her to do this and would work with Schultz to determine where the money would go. He remembers Schultz talking about how hard everyone had worked on fundraising and about how much money they'd raised from lobbyists and political action committees.
They cleaned them out right down to the last penny.
Kosh even remembers that some lobbyists gave Schultz blank checks. Kosh also talked about sending campaign-related emails from his state computer. When questioned by Assistant Attorney General Roy Cordy, he said his supervisors gave him specific instructions.
We were supposed to delete them before 5 o'clock.
And why was that?
Because we were told that the state's computer system backup tapes kicked in at 5 o'clock. And the way they worked, if an email was deleted before 5 o'clock, a record of it would not be maintained on the backup tapes.
But Kosh says he did more than just campaign work on the state payroll. For example, he says he drafted a 100-page analysis of what the state's largest teachers union was pushing in the legislature. Kosh says he put in long hours, and his job was not the kind where you would punch a time card. He says that makes it tough to say whether he performed campaign work for the political committee known as RAC on the state clock or his own time.
When you are working a 12 or a 16-hour day, what part of the day do you consider the time that you're being reimbursed by the state versus what is time that you're volunteering for RAC or doing on your own or any of a number of other things?
That's an argument made often by Jensen's attorney, although other former state employees have testified that all of their work was campaign related. Schultz's attorney questioned whether Kosh, following media coverage of the trial, had influenced his testimony in any way. Prosecutors say they warned him in advance that he'd need to sequester himself. He says his own attorney had a different take.
He disagreed with some of the stuff that you two had said, that there's this little thing called the First Amendment and I could read whatever the hell I wanted.
Kosh says he's paying his attorney $200 an hour. He says he'll ask for partial reimbursement from taxpayers once the trial is finished. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.